coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, we're hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
I tell people, it doesn't matter what you go through in your life. The problem is, if you don't know what to do about your situation. But if you have the solution, no problem. For example, many years ago, when they didn't have the cure for malaria, malaria was a deadly disease. If somebody contracted malaria, he was sure to die. And many missionaries from Europe came to Africa where they contracted malaria, and they died because malaria had no cure. You see, because there was no cure, they died of malaria. And millions have died of malaria. But because man discovered the cure for malaria, they are no longer afraid of malaria. If somebody fell ill and they went to the doctor and the doctor said it was malaria, they had no fear. They said, oh, we thought it was something serious. You know, people are no longer afraid of malaria. Right away, they know what drugs to administer. See, same thing with tuberculosis. When they suffered tuberculosis, they died. And it was contagious. If you had somebody who had tuberculosis, he had to become an outcast of some kind. He was ostracized. But when man discovered the cure for tuberculosis, it ended the fear of tuberculosis. See? So man fears what he has no knowledge of. Once he understands it, the fear is gone. The mystery is taken away once knowledge arrives. The same thing with the matters of faith. When we don't understand how to apply our faith in a given situation, we become skeptical, judgmental, afraid, unbelieving. But once we understand how it works, the confusion is removed. The mystery is taken away. See, I tell people, all you need is the knowledge of God's Word. And once you have the accurate knowledge of the Word of God, nothing in this life moves you. You don't care what the problem is. You just know it's going to be all right. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when I deal with certain pressing situations, in the face of such situations, and I get on my knees to pray, laughter just comes up. And I laugh. You know why? I laugh and I say, Lord, isn't that amazing? You are so big and you can solve this problem in a split second. And you can. In a split second. So I laugh because I think it doesn't really mean anything. I'm just going to put the word of God to work and I'm going to come out victoriously. You see it? And that's the attitude we should have. That's the attitude we should have, irrespective of what we encounter. Just understand you will come out victoriously, and all you need is the knowledge of God's word so you can put the word to work. But if you don't know the word, you're going to get in trouble and be unable to come out, and it will be a mystery to you. You'd wonder why life has dealt so with you. You think you're unlucky, unfortunate. Maybe something was wrong with you. No, nothing was wrong. God said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. That's the only problem. The lack of knowledge. So, getting that knowledge of the word is the most important thing you can do for your life, for yourself. Such that if you face any situation, you know what to do. You not push the panic button, you just know what to do. You be glad, you rejoice in the Lord. And then you can fulfill that scripture. The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Then it says, count it all joy when you go through diverse tests. It says, count it all joy. No matter what happens, count it a joy when you go through the tests of life. Because it just means promotion is awaiting you. See, God's going to trust you for something higher, for something bigger. You're ready for the next phase of your life. You know, there are people who want a greater anointing for this, a greater anointing for that. How can you get a greater anointing if the present anointing is not tested? See, the present anointing you have must be put to test. And it's really going to be tested at its extreme stretch. God's going to stretch you. See? It's got to be tested. So it can be trusted. Hallelujah. You know, listen to this very well. I told you, we haven't really brought you something you've never heard before. We've just given you the same message in a new clothing. And I'm trying to explain to you when we teach the importance of words, why words are important. We tell people say the right thing. And sometimes they think it's just a matter of being positive. It is not a matter of being positive. It is a matter of lining up with the word. And to help you understand that it's not just the sound, but the sound code. That means what you say has to be in sync with what God has said. Hebrews chapter 13, let's read from verse 5. And I want you to follow this carefully. Hebrews chapter 13 from verse 5. Can you see it now? It says, let your conversation, the word conversation actually means manner of life. The King James translation uses the word conversation. Let your manner of life, your way of life, be without covetousness. In other words, don't crave something that belongs to other people. He says, you don't need to. be satisfied. Why? Because your God can do for you whatever you require him to do for you. You don't need to crave something that belongs to someone else. You see what it's saying to you? You don't need to steal. You don't need to try to get another man's thing. It says, don't worry. Why? Because he's your satisfaction. He can get for you what you require in life. So when you have faith in him, you never have to worry about what belongs to somebody else. Now look at what he says here. Let your conversation, your manner of life, be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. Now, here's the big thing. You know, when you study the Word of God, look out for things that are laws or principles, because they're always embedded there in the Word. You can find spiritual principles. Now, there's one that he's going to show us. He says, for, he tells us something that God did and gives us the principle behind the instruction that he's given to you. He's telling you that this spiritual instruction to be content with such things as you have without covetousness is based on a spiritual law, a spiritual principle. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He had said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Now, that's not a principle. That one is a promise. You see that? So, he's telling you something, and he says, this is based on a promise. Okay, go to the next verse. So that we may boldly say, oh, then I find there's something more than a promise here. There's a principle here. Because the next verse evidently is connected to the previous verse. He had said, so that we may boldly say, which means the reason God made that promise, the reason he spoke it out, the reason he uttered that promise is so that I may boldly say something that is consistent with what he said.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio, the best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
He had said, so that we may boldly say. He had said, not so that I might have faith. He had said, not so that I might get the rewards. He had said, not so that I can have the promises. He had said, so that I may boldly say. So I find that there's a principle here. God spoke so that I may boldly speak in consistency with what he said. Can you see the principle? So the principle here is not about what he said. It's the fact that he said whatever he said so that I may boldly say whatever I'm going to say in consistency with what he said. Now that's the principle. He had said so that I may boldly say. Now look at the example that Paul gives us. Go back to verse 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. For he had said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Next verse. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. You see, God says, I will never leave you. That means I'm with you always. So I can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not live in fear. I will never fear what man shall do, because the Lord is with me. He had said he will never leave me nor forsake me. Glory to God. So my needs are met. My needs are supplied. God is with me. I refuse to fear. And so I say boldly. He says he had said. Now he may say it in your heart quietly. He may say it to you when you study the scripture. He may say it to you when someone's preaching the word of God to you. But he says it to you calmly. He says, don't respond quietly. He says, say it boldly. However the God has said it to you, he says, so that we may boldly say, without fear, the Lord is with me. I will not fear anything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For example, he says something beautiful. Look at Psalm 27. Let's read from Psalm 27 from verse 1. You'll like this one. Psalm 27 from verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I mean, if Jesus says, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age, I will never leave you nor forsake you, then I boldly proclaim, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Look at the next one. He says, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came up upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. So I have no fear of my enemies. Because God says, when they came up against me, they stumbled and fell. That's the result of their action. So I never have to be afraid of my enemies, because once they position themselves against me, God says they fulfill their place. They stumbled and fell. It's in past tense. So they just walk right into it, and then they stumble and fall. Glory to God. Look at the next one. He says, though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. So, we're dealing here with the power of God's word. And why this is so important is that everything that God created, everything has sound in it, which means it can respond to sound. That is the beautiful thing about it. If it's got sound in it, it means it can respond to sound, because like begets like. He says, deep calleth unto deep. Water responds to water. That's what he's telling you. So sound responds to sound. And the response it generates depends on the coding of the sound. So God put sound in everything that's created. In fact, it is the basic creative particle of nature. It's simple to understand that. Now, I mentioned yesterday to you what scientists are discovering. They're just finding out what's been in the Bible all the time. This is the reality. They're just finding out what's been in the Bible all the time. NASA, in 2002, said that they found sound waves in black holes. This was in 2002. Black holes are astrophysical objects that they assume, based on certain theories, have been created by collapsed neutron stars. Okay? And they found sound waves. They detected, observed sound waves. This was through the Chandra X-ray Observatory in 2002. They're telling us that rocks emit sounds. Rocks emit sounds. The interesting thing about their discovery was that these sound waves had sound notes, musical notes. Doesn't that tell you something? I'll read something to you on the Bible in a second. Musical notes. So rocks emit musical notes? Okay. Let's look at something. Psalm 148. Let's read from verse 1. Psalm 148 from verse 1. Praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the heights. Next verse. Praise ye him, all his angels, praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon, praise him, all ye stars of light. Are you following this? How can they praise God? I mean, God doesn't just talk. He knows this is possible. So all of these have sound. They possess musical notes. So these are notes of worship. Glory to God. So he's not just talking. He's not just talking. No wonder he asks. Do you remember when Joshua told the moon to stand still and the sun to stand still? How could he talk to the sun and to the moon? Because they respond to sound. Now God says, praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Go on. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He commanded, hallelujah, and they were created. Next verse. He had also established them forever and ever. He had made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars. Beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl. Kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth. Both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord. For his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now turn to Psalm 150 from verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. So the all can respond to sound. You know, I told you about the medical doctors who are finding that they can destroy cancer cells with high intensity focused ultrasound. All right? Now, they haven't totally said it is 100% dependable. And I can tell you why. It's very simple. Because you see, they have to use high intensity ultrasound. It's like, you know, throwing so many things in and hoping one will hit it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you. Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ondo. 267 at Dim Legun Road, opposite Ndubisi Hospital Junction, Ondo. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:15 a.m. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-970-0920 or 0806-002-2965 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.